This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By BR Virtual Sports at Hillsboro. By Alan Pogenpole, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobin Ott, thank you very much. Tobin has made it back from the Florida area.
Bahamas.
The hinterlands?
Yes. Yes.
And believe me, it was tough.
Yeah, I'm sure. You look a little tan there.
Bahamas was good to me.
Yeah,
Key West was even better.
There you go. I hate you. Welcome to Sports Saturday.
Don't mince words, Tim. How do you really feel?
Well, I wish I was in the Bahamas for the last week and a half. That's how I feel.
Actually,
I was not. I was here.
I'd be tickled to take the sports show to spring training.
Hey, that'd be all right. You
know. Actually, the Bahamas was not all the hype, though. That was the only day that we had that it completely rained, and the people in Nassau were the most pushiest people I've ever met in my life.
Tobin, that's a first world problem.
Yeah,
it is.
The people
at the Bahamas were a little too pushy.
Oh, my word.
Did you push back?
I just tried to keep my wife from pushing back.
There you go. Okay.
Keep walking. Yeah. Keep walking. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, if there's still some donuts available, the Carlinville Baseball Boosters are selling donuts today in Carlinville around town, so wherever.
There you go.
I happen to be.
Just follow the line.
Just follow. Yeah. At this hour of the morning, they're probably out. But if they still, some kids standing out there trying to sell donuts, buy a box of donuts. So.
Those donuts tend to go pretty quick.
They go pretty quick.
Yes,
yes they do. Yes.
Big day of sports in the Tally Broadcasting Stations. We'll have Cardinal baseball coming up this morning at 11:45 on AM 1540. Cardinals playing the Nationals today and tomorrow, 11:45, with the coverage both days. The Illini wrap up their regular season tonight at Iowa. Live coverage for you, 7 o'clock. Here on WQSMI FM 106. And on the high school scene, Terry, the 1A and 2A boys have reached the Elite Eight.
Yes, they have, and it's been an interesting tournament, to say the least. Yes. I think. Not that there's necessarily surprises, but certainly the matchups, there are some traditional matchups that we're used to seeing and some different teams in it. But in the sectional championships last night around the state in 1A, they had 7 of the 8 sectionals played last night. Dietrich beat Effingham St. Anthony at Bridgeport 58-51. Mendon Unity beat Kewanee Weathersfield 68-51 at Brimfield. And Jabot Catholic beat Springfield Lutheran 59-45 at Oakville. Other winners included Hayworth over Granville Putnam County 60-48. St. Thomas More out of Champaign. The boys' team needed 2 overtimes to beat St. Anne, 90-86, 90 points in that game. Wow. Also last night, Lanark Eastland beat Indian Creek, 51-42, and Sessaville beat Cairo, 58-49 tonight. Chicago Land Jewish will take on Mooseheart for the final spot. So the Supers on Tuesday in 1A at Carbondale in the 6 o'clock game. They'll play that doubleheader, which is I think is really neat on Super Sectional Tuesday when you have the Class A followed by the Double A, and the arena at SIU is a great place to have it.
And that's the only venue that's doing that, isn't it?
DeKalb, I think, has the two at NIU has the double dip as well. The 6 o'clock game at Carbondale has Dietrich against Cesar Valera. So Dietrich, you know, kind of new to this. Cesar Valera also new to that. That's a 6 o'clock game at DeKalb at NIU. Lanark Eastland will take on the winner of that Serena sectional tonight. At the Jacksonville Bowl, Mendon Unity takes on Waterloo Jabot, and then St. Thomas More takes on Hayworth at Redbird Arena. Now, the Jacksonville Bowl, the interesting thing there, and I say this every year, that's the only super sectional on a high school floor.
Right.
Everything else is on a college floor, which to me is kind of perhaps even a disadvantage to a team going into the state tournament because you go from playing all your games on an 84-foot court, then you go to the 94-foot court.
And you get the different shooting backgrounds.
Different shooting backgrounds. Yeah, you know, the bowl's a great place to have a sectional or a super sectional. Don't get me wrong, but it's the only venue where it's still the high school instead of the college dimension. So it's a little bit different,
right? I mean, I'm not going to do the research and go back and look at it, but I wonder how many state champions have come out of the Jacksonville Bowl?
I don't know. You know, that's probably something that if you took the time to look back through the years, you could probably come up with. But
if we had an intern, perhaps we could get them on there. Be a good job for the Proby.
Good job for the Proby. That's right. That's right. In 2A at Vandalia last night, T-Town beat Greenville 64-53. And at Meridian High at Macon, Petersburg Porter, I think, won their first sectional in going back to the early days of the 1A and 2A division. 56-52, the final there over Warrensburg Latham. Nashville beat Mount Carmel at DeCoin, 63-55. The other 2A champions, Hales Franciscan over Chicago Leo, 68-57. Sterling Newman, recruiting along the way, beat Elmhurst Immaculate Conception, 65-59. Providence St. Mel, there's a familiar name. They beat Chicago Clark, 62-33. Bloomington Central Catholic beat Taylor Ridge Rock Ridge 56-55 and Paris down Braidwood Reed Custer 60-55. So the 2A matchups in the 8 o'clock game at Carbondale, Nashville against T-Town.
Hello.
First team to 28 wins.
They might sell that arena out for that
game. Don't be shocked. Good looking. If you're not there about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you probably won't get in.
Good chance.
Yeah. At DeKalb in the second game, there you have Sterling Newman Catholic against Bloomington Central Catholic. And again, they'll draw very well there. At Joliet, it'll be Hales Franciscan against Providence St. Mel. There may be 200 people there. And at UIS, it'll be Petersburg Porter against Paris on Tuesday night at 7. So
we've talked about that before, though, but it is.
It's true.
It's almost humorous. Like if you go to like the 4A state tournament, how few people that the actual schools have. You know, you'll get probably a bigger walk-in crowd from just basketball fans than you will maybe at the 1A or the 2A tournament. But you get up to the big school state tournament, and the student sections, the school sections, they're condensed.
You know, you talk to Don Huddleston, Denny Hell, these guys that refereed have been to the state tournaments and have done the super sectionals and been sent, you know, crazy places across the state, and, you know, a lot of them have done super sectionals in the northern part of the state, and, you know, there's 200 people. It's a super sectional. Where otherwise, you have a car, a line of cars 6 miles long coming out of a town going to a super sectional around here. So, just a difference. So
there's not the Hoosiers effect.
There's not the Hoosiers effect. You're right. You know, it's a sense of community because everybody kind of bands together and says, well, let's go to the ball game.
That's right.
And you know, just that's the missing element. So,
and of course, there was a bit of an incident in the northern part of the state in one of the regionals.
And I forgot to dig that.
Some fisticuffs.
Yes. They dropped their sticks and gloves, and away they went.
They did. I saw a video of it, not of the actual fight, but of the end of the ball game. It was a buzzer-beater shot.
Yeah.
Great ball game. And then in the handshake line, somehow they got tangled up, and fists started flying, and the fans got involved.
That's
2 years in a row now for the IHSA, unfortunately, black eye incidents.
But I haven't seen anything on that incident other than the original report.
Right.
You know. Have never seen anything on the website, the IHSA website yet either. This was an AP report that I got, so.
Never happened under the mattress.
It happened. And you know, that's something, you hate to see it.
Oh, yeah.
But, and the bad thing about that is the fans.
Yes.
You know, after a ball game like that, when it ends like it does, emotions are running high for the players, for the coaches, and I guess for the fans too, but come on, people.
Well, I don't know.
Well, did you see the college game where the kid UC Santa Barbara ran right down and got into the Hawaii coach's face?
Yeah.
No one stopped him.
Yeah. Well, did you see the whole picture where he came out of the stands?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nobody was paying attention pretty much on the side where he came from. He came all the way across the floor. Well, immediately a couple of ball players from Hawaii stepped in and said, now look,
right,
this ain't going to happen.
No.
And there will be repercussions for that event.
Oh, that kid
more than likely he'll either be expelled from school, which may not happen, or at the very least, I think he'll be barred from all athletic events.
Might be arrested
because they clearly cut his face, so they know what he looks like.
He's not going to say that's not me.
Yeah.
Well, did you see him escort him out?
I thought
nicest can be. It's like,
he
didn't have bad intentions going out there to up things, but, I mean, you can't do it.
It's not your place.
It's not
but
your place.
You want to stay in the stands and holler and complain, whatever.
The players can't go into the stands.
Right.
And the fans can't come onto the plane. That's just the way it is.
But that makes basketball different because there's no, like if you have football, you have at least a fence that protects people from going onto the field. Basketball, it's a bare court. There's nothing that would block someone from going onto the court.
In some venues, you have the restraints, but
yeah, I mean, you should have the security. The bigger venues usually do.
Yeah, but we're talking about UC Santa Barbara, and it's not exactly the biggest venue.
Not exactly Kansas. Yeah.
Right, it's not exactly
not a huge basketball school
But Tobin's right. I mean, even in some of the bigger arenas, the fans are right there, just like some of the high school venues. You know, you're right on top of the floor.
Yeah, and I guess it's amazing that stuff doesn't happen more often.
Well, I think it's a tribute to students in particular, mm-hmm. especially at these venues, that they're within their student cheering section and they're under control. I mean, they may act wild and crazy in the stands, but you know, this is just a ball game that they're doing their
Had to be part of a bet.
Who put this guy
he's
up?
He's not
to
paying
this?
For drinks the rest of the semester.
We've done it now. Don Huddleston's on.
Oh, Huddy's on. Oh. Okay.
Beautiful.
Hey, Hud. Good morning.
Hey, I'm listening to you guys, all that bull crap.
Hey, you got that right.
I wanted to tell you about one of the teams that's going to be at the state tournament this weekend.
Okay.
They're headed over to Jacksonville on Tuesday night. Al Pogenpole, one of your sponsors.
Yep, Big Al.
Chad Waterman and Torrey Points. They worked up at Meridian this week. I went with them, watched both games, did an excellent job. You'll see them up at the state tournament this weekend. They don't know which games they got yet, but just a shout-out to the local boys that made it big time.
That's great.
How about that?
It's about time. I think these guys have put their time in, Hud.
Well, I can remember back, it was in 93 when Staunton went to state, and I'd worked that state tournament and worked in the afternoon. I came home that weekend. On Monday morning, I had a call at the bank, and it was Chad Waterman. And he said, "Hey, Ed, I'm going to start refereeing." He said, "How'd I get started?" So that was his starting point. He got his license that year. And so, you know, it takes a while. You don't make it up there in a year or two. But those guys have put in their time, and they work a lot of basketball, and they're three of them together really worked well this week and had a good tournament up there, and you're liable to see them in one of the championship games this weekend.
The thing about that, Hud, is they know each other. That's a big help.
You know, that's a big thing, because Denny and Johnny worked up there also this week, and they had and nothing against the other official, but they had some split calls and things, and they said, you know, that's the irony of the thing is they put you with somebody you don't know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're there, and that's your first game you work together, and that shouldn't happen. We know that, but these guys worked together. In fact, 7 or 8 years ago, they worked their first sectional together, so they know each other, and they didn't have a split call in two games up there. They really looked good. They had two excellent ball games, and Petersburg Porta won last night by 4 over Warrensburg, and just smooth games. So these guys deserve to be there. They'll be at Jacksonville for the Super, and then they'll be at the state on the weekend.
Is our buddy Vic Binkley still at Warrensburg, Latham?
Vic retired this year, and he asked the board if he could stay on as coach. They said definitely, so he's still coaching up there.
Okay, he had another good year then.
Had another good year, got to the finals, and he was playing mostly sophomores and juniors.
So Warrensburg Latham will be a force to be reckoned with here in the next year or two.
They'll be back again. Yeah. And at Meridian, they built that new gym up there, if you ever get a chance to see it. It looks like a college court. Really nice.
Yeah, when they build these new ones, they make them big enough and bright enough so that you can host these sectionals and super sectionals, and it really makes it nice. Hud, you've had the chance to travel long distances and go north for super sectionals where they don't necessarily – I made the comment earlier – they don't necessarily draw well in super sectionals and in areas maybe to the north.
Well, they sent me one year. And I went up and worked at Super at Olivet Nazarene, and that's when I forget the team, but they were out of Chicago, but Jerry G played on the team. Lou Henson was there, and several other college coaches trying to recruit him, and there weren't as many people in the gym. They played, I think, Aurora Christian, and that game, there wasn't as many people as there is at Lincolnwood at the high school game.
I'll be darned. Yeah,
that's maybe the exception to the rules.
Right.
Most of them draw, but you know they don't have to worry about getting a seat or anything. And if you take like down at Southern, you'll see them almost fill it up every year.
Well, Southern's got great matchups coming up Tuesday night with Dietrich and Cesar Valier, and then T-Town and Nashville. Good Lord, they'll pack that place full.
They will. I can remember in 1984, we were back then they sent you letters from the state that where you were going to go, and I was with Wes Wilson that year. We went to Petersburg Port and worked the sectional, and everybody was wanting to go to Southern and work the super. And I'd never worked a super. He'd been at state 3 times, so he knew this was – he was retiring after that year. And we got our letter, and he called me, and he said, hey, guess where we're going? Well, it was Southern, and at that time, McLeansboro with Jerry Sloan's boy, Brian, was playing, and they were playing Breeze Modern Day. Both of them were undefeated. They were 1-2 in the state, and we got there for that ball game, and it holds 10,300, and it sold 500 standing room only seats. So you can imagine that was in 84, and they said it's never been filled, but it might be Tuesday night.
Yeah.
They've got 4 teams that's going to draw well down there.
Well, Dietrich has not been probably this deep for a long time or ever in their history. Well,
do you remember a few years ago at Nokomis, Dietrich was over there? Remember the crowd they had there?
Oh, it was, that place was packed, yeah.
Yeah. You what? If you're a thief, the place to be Tuesday night would be Dietrich. The last guy out of town, they'll tell him to turn the lights off because there won't be anybody else left.
and then you've got T-Town and Nashville and the first team to 28 wins on that one.
Yeah, and T-Town draws well, too. When they go, they take a crowd. So, you know, I talked with Andy Johnson, he's the AD down there, and he told me when they started to reach him, he said, we're not very good this year. Well, no, they're back in the super 4 times in a row. So, you know, they play that defense, they can get there.
Yeah, they're kind of a traditional team that you expect to see go deep every year, both boys and girls. So,
well, Hoagie told me give me $10 if I got his name on the show this morning. So I've done my job. I'll let you guys go.
Pogie probably owes you more than that, Hud.
He does. He owes me a lot. But, you know, I'd rather him owe me than, you know, how it goes.
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
All right.
Don Huddleston. My buddy, Hud.
We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
GameZone Plus has it all, whether you want to buy, sell, trade, rent, or repair. You need to think of GameZone Plus in Nokomis. GameZone Plus has computers, laptops, tablets, movies on Blu-ray and DVD, video games and accessories, TV and musical instruments. And remember, shop local. Shop GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our 4 locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:25, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Parrott's Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy and cooler for today. There is a 50-50 chance for some rain. Expect a high of around 45 degrees. Clearing and colder for tonight. We'll have a low of around 25. Heading in tomorrow, sunny skies. Expect a high Sunday of around 48 degrees. At 9:25, we have a temperature reading of 39 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports, for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
There's no more refreshing beverage than a nice tall glass of milk. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms has no shortage of milk, especially for those who may be lactose intolerant. Try a delicious glass of Prairie Farms lactose-free whole, 2%, skim with calcium, and almond milk. Find them at your favorite store where Prairie Farms products are sold. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And at 9:27, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much. Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. And Terry, we've got some big events in the IESA today.
That's right. We've got some young men from Litchfield who are competing in the wrestling sectional today. From Litchfield Middle School at 65 pounds, Carter Powell and Tommy Barker. Bailey Powell at 75, Chris Durbin at 80 pounds. Colin Davidson and Caleb Cloyd at 85, Cam Lee at 90, Blake Euling at 95, Tyler Thiessen at 112, and Jay Pratt at 185. So good luck to the guys today at Jacksonville. They're at the bowl. Yeah, they're at the
bowl. That's a neat venue.
It really is. Yeah, it is a neat venue. So it's kind of a throwback to the old days.
It is.
And there are some great memories in that facility from years past. So,
yes.
You can go in there and... Boy, if the walls could talk. Hey, back to some basketball very quickly here in some boys 3A regional tournament championships last night. At Belleville, Altoff, Cahokia beat Altoff 59-57. At Champaign, Central beat Centennial 50-45. At Lincoln needed overtime to beat Decatur MacArthur 46-44. At Taylorville, Glenwood beat Taylorville 63-45. Lamphere beat Sacred Heart Griffin 77-67 in Springfield. At Triad, Marquette beat Jerseyville 61-57. And Centralia beat East Richland at Salem 48-34. So they will move on to sectional play. And in 4A regional at Belleville West, Belleville East beat O'Fallon 60-54. Edwardsville knocked off Quincy at Quincy 65-49. And Normal Community also won. They beat Danville 71-42, so they'll move on to the sectionals. So, March Madness in full swing.
It has arrived.
Oh, I tell you.
Of course, March Madness is underway in St. Louis with Wichita State in town. They put on a show.
Yeah, yesterday. 32 straight they've won. Two away from the record.
And I don't think any of them have been close. They haven't really had that scare this season.
Well, they haven't had the tough, quote-unquote, schedule, but I don't care who you're playing. If you don't lose a game.
Well, that's exactly right. And they asked... They asked the Kansas head coach Bill Self whether he thinks Wichita State deserved a one seed, and he was like, "Of course they do."
Yeah.
I mean, no matter throw out the schedule, you win that many games in a row.
They should be the number one team in the country. They go to the Final Four last year. Yeah. Haven't lost the game this year.
Yeah.
I know Florida's from a power conference and Florida's very good, but
The really interesting thing there is Florida's from arguably one of the weaker power conferences. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
They may only get four teams in their conference in it. So,
well, it's just a little bit of more gunpowder for Wichita State.
Might be a good thing for them, right?
You know, the worst thing that could probably happen to them is get a number one ranking in the AP Top 25 poll, and maybe get a number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament.
Well, plus,
the bullseye becomes a little bit bigger,
and they saw firsthand what happened to Gonzaga last year, being a small school and being a one seed, as they took down Gonzaga. So you know, maybe they were able, maybe they're able to learn from that.
It's funny when you look at Gonzaga. You know, they kind of started the run of the mid-majors, like the true Cinderella, like making a deep run. Yet they were never able to get over the hump and make it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
And since then, you know, you've seen George Mason get there, VCU get there, Butler gets the back-to-back national championship games, Wichita State gets there last year. Poor Gonzaga, one seed last year, can't even get out of the second weekend still.
Yeah. But the door got opened by them.
That's exactly right. So, like, I mean,
and because of that, Tim, remember what happened? They expanded the tournament to allow some of these more mid-majors in, which they don't call them mid-majors anymore, but that's what it is. So they really opened the door for a lot more schools. So,
yeah, they really did.
Okay. Well, we have on the phone with us Brian Pisco, the head baseball coach at Nokomis High School. He's also the junior varsity basketball coach. But Brian was bestowed quite an honor a week ago as he was inducted into the University of Central Missouri Hall of Fame. And Brian, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing terrific. Was that one of the neatest things to ever happen to you, my friend?
Yeah, that was one of the best things I've ever been a part of. They really did a good job down there of putting that on, and just very surprised, very unexpected, and, you know, owe everything to your teammates and coaching staff, because if we wouldn't have won the national championship, that would never have been possible.
Of course, it went by a different name back then. It was, Central Missouri State, right?
Yeah, Central Missouri State University.
Mm-hmm. Take us through the process, Brian. How did you find out, and what was your first reaction?
Well, they sent me a letter in the summer, and I about threw it away because I thought it was just another donation, but I just happened to open it, and I kept reading it to make sure it said that, you know, and so they told us when it was and everything, and it's kind of funny. We were sitting at the ceremony, and they started out with a football player named Todd DeVoe, and he played in the NFL for 8 years and had all these records and all these 1,000 yards receiving seasons and 100-yard receiving games, and I'm like looking at him in his Broncos uniform up there, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I told Laura, I said, I must be going in the JV Hall of Fame.
But they did it right, didn't they? They put on a great show.
Yeah, they did a great job, and there were 600 or 700 people there, and it was a lot of fun.
Brian, Brian was graduated from Hillsboro High School, and back in those days, it was the Mid-State Conference. Which was, basically Effingham, Taylorville, and everybody else, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And in 82, I think Effingham and Taylorville dropped out, and they added Modern Day.
Mm-hmm. So things, a little bit different look back then, but you came out of Hillsboro High School, played for Harlan Scheibel, if memory serves me right.
Yeah, Harlan was a great coach. He coached basketball and baseball, and really enjoyed playing for him, and he really had a lot to do with me going down there. Talking to Coach Nance and giving me a chance.
Harlan was an interesting cat.
Yeah, very well prepared.
Yeah.
Always ahead of the other guy.
Yeah, yeah. And I even remember in baseball. I mean, you guys were very good in baseball as well.
Yeah, well, what he did was he just went out and tried to play the best schedule he could possibly play. You know, we played East St. Louis and Springfield Lamphere and you know, just anybody he could get. And, and that method works pretty good. It still works today.
Yeah.
Brian, talk a little bit about the difference between being a high school athlete versus a college athlete.
Well, you know, in high school, it's kind of, you're just doing it for fun. And, you know, and you love the game. But college, it gets to be like a job. And it's all year round. And it's, it's 2, 3, 4 hours a day. You know, it's just very demanding. A lot more physical as far as playing. You know, you got to get stronger, and just ask a lot more of you.
And the speed of the game is rather incredible as well. And you know, you come from a 32-minute game to a 40-minute contest, a little bit longer contest, more physicality, a lot faster. It's quite an adjustment for a freshman.
Yeah, you really, like in high school, a lot of times you'll see teams play 5 and 6 guys, but in the college, you can't. You've got to go 8, 9, 10 deep. You know, and you'll watch North Carolina and Duke today and see that they'll play a lot of guys because they have to.
Yeah. They go at 4 minutes at a clip. I mean, you give me your best four and we'll bring you out and put somebody else in. So, Brian, the one thing I'll say about you, and people have asked me for the many years I've been here, you know, some of the great players I've ever seen. I said, well, the thing that you have to use to judge them is can they play the game today? Because the game has changed a lot. You know, can the style of play that they were involved in transcend any generation? And you were certainly one player that could do that.
Well, you know, I just always tried to be as smart as I could possibly be, and, you know, in the best shape you could be in, you know, being smaller and you know, just try to be smarter than the other guy and, you know, be a student of the game.
And another thing, you were fearless.
Well, I don't know about that.
You sure acted like it. I tell you, you would drive down the lane with these big guys and nothing, no big deal.
Yeah, I tried to get to the hole and shoot or pass a lot. So,
an exciting style of basketball.
Brian, did you always feel like coaching was going to be in your future?
Yeah, I always did. You know, I loved it so much. I really couldn't see me, you know, doing anything else and you know, wanting to share it with somebody else and still be a part of it. You know, that's what I know. I really don't know anything else. And so, yeah, I always, from I don't know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I knew I really wanted to get back into it and the coaching side of it.
Talking with Brian Pisco, who was admitted to the University of Central Missouri Hall of Fame. And back in 84, you won the national championship in Division II. And I suppose last week you were had some of your teammates there. Were some of the stories rather tall when you got together?
Well, there was a ice storm coming in, so a few of them didn't make it, but I did get to see a few of them the month before when we had the 30-year reunion. I got to see a few of them, and they were, telling a few stories, and we had a pretty good time.
Do you have a game or a particular play or an incident or something that you kind of remember, kind of stands out when you made that run?
I think we played the regional and the quarterfinal game at Central Missouri, and just the town was a big basketball town. The place we play in holds 9,600 people, and just the buzz around town and how excited everybody was, and you know, really finally making it to the Final Four, that was a big step, you know, to get there, and you're going to Springfield, Massachusetts, and just the whole, you know, the whole celebration, everything after we came back. The parade and they had an assembly and there were 8,000 people there and
wow.
It was just really exciting. It's a big basketball town and you know, last weekend they were playing for a conference championship and then an ice storm coming in and there were still 6,000 people there. So
wow,
you know, they support it well down there. I really, you know, I think about that, you know, more than anything.
Now, as your sons were growing up, Brian, and were graduating from high school, were you able to talk to them about maybe going on to the college level and competing and moving on after their high school days?
Yeah, I think they, you know, they love the game also, and they played basketball and baseball, and Jordan played football also, and you know, they from, you know, when they got into high school, they always had that, you know, I think that dream and look forward to doing that.
Brian, basketball has changed a lot over the years, but maybe nothing has changed more than the length of the shorts.
Yeah, I've been teased quite a bit about that. Students call the paper, and yeah, I've been in the hair, and I went back when I had hair and everything.
Long ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yes. Well, Brian, congratulations, sir. You deserve it. And you do such a great job with basketball and baseball at Nokomis, and we look forward to seeing you coming up in the baseball season.
How the skin's going to look this year?
Well, kind of early to tell, but we got three seniors, our center fielder, Austin Chaussey, and our shortstop, Tyler Herbstreit, and our catcher, Luke Hamlin. So that's a good start. We got a pretty strong freshman class coming in, so we should be all right.
As long as you're strong up the middle, that's always good.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the biggest probably challenge you're going to have this year is getting outdoors.
Yeah. We're going to try to get out today a little bit and hit and do some things on the tennis court. So I hope it keeps getting warmer. They're talking like it is. So.
Well, we lied. It's going to get colder for a couple of days and then warm back up again. But it's March, you know. It's crazy weather. So, Brian, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Brian Pisco, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins baseball team and junior varsity coach, and now a Hall of Famer from the University of Central Missouri.
That's neat.
Guy deserves it. I tell you what, he was... I remember his high school days. He was a dynamic player. I tell you, he had no fear, no fear whatsoever. You have these huge guys from Effingham and Taylor on your drive right down the lane. And really, the neat thing about the Mid-State Conference was they had conference games on Friday and Saturday nights, back to back, which is
That would be a nice thing to see.
Yeah, that's
neat. Reinstituted.
That's neat. That's neat.
I think he's in the top 10 in Hillsboro with scoring.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
He's definitely a member of the 1,000-point club, but I think he's in the top 10.
And should have a pretty good baseball team at Nokomis this year.
They usually do.
So, yeah.
Well, he said three seniors, catcher, shortstop, and center field. I mean, that's like the captain of each spot defensively. So.
No, that's right.
Well, yeah, you know, and you look at the three guys that played football and played basketball, and they're all athletes. I mean, they're just pure athletes. So.
And so much experience in all the sports for those three.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting baseball season.
I think it's going to be an interesting – if we ever get outdoors and get the thing going here, officially they can start playing the week of March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. So I don't know how many games Mother Nature will make the determination, but, boy, it's they're still talking some of the long-term forecasts about it being a very wet and cold rest of March and probably a big part of April. So we'll see.
Oh, they've moved that into April now, too.
Of course, in high school baseball, it's kind of a two-edged sword. You come out, you want to get outdoors, you want to play some games so you can get, you know, pitchers stretched out a little bit, games in, get into playing conditions, and all of a sudden, middle of the season, you get rainouts, and then all of a sudden you're backed up with, you know, like 20 games in 10 days, and everybody's arm's about to fall off, and you still have to do homework, and still have to, you know, you've got graduation coming up, so it's kind of a, baseball, the spring sports are, it's a tough season.
Yeah.
It's a tough season.
It's hectic.
Yeah, it is. It really is hectic, so. And softball's the same way, track. You know, girls soccer, no matter the sport, I think the weather plays such a huge part in what goes on and you know, the ability to get outdoors. So.
And, of course, the oddest thing about those sports is if you go deep enough, school's out and you're still playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Virtually every school that gets into the finals is done.
Maybe not this year,
but.
Yeah. Or maybe a lot of schools still going to school around June.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of June school this year, I have a feeling.
I don't know. I don't know what the allowance for snow days has been for the schools in Illinois, but I'm sure most of them have used it up.
So. I would think so. I know that was always my dream when I was in high school. You know, you come off a Christmas break and then get a blizzard that takes you out for another week. Where was that in the 90s, man? We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more after this.
Quality Flooring has the newest updated 3,400 square foot Mohawk Floorscape showroom. Now an additional 3,000 square foot showroom featuring many other name brands such as Shaw, Armstrong, Somerset, and Tarkett, just to name a few. Get new flooring with laminate, tile, and carpet. Get area rugs in various sizes and get them with your favorite team's logo. Take your refund check or talk to Quality about their available financing. Quality Flooring, located on Route 16, 5 miles west of Litchfield. Quality you can stand on.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Kerber, Eck, and Breckel in Litchfield. Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16. Quality you can stand on. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdun. And by SaveUtech in Litchfield. Saving your technology today and tomorrow. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:44, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy and cooler for today. There is a 50-50 chance for some rain. Expect a high of around 45 degrees. Clearing and colder for tonight. We'll have a low of around 25 degrees. Heading into Sunday, sunny skies. We'll have a high of around 48 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer Monday and Tuesday. Colder with a chance of rain or snow Tuesday night and Wednesday. Expect highs in the low 60s, falling to the low 40s. The lows will be in the mid-30s, falling to the mid-20s. At 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 39 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Teamwork Rehab, physical therapy at Hillsboro Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:46, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thanks, Tobin. Back on Sports Saturday, Fighting Illini basketball for you tonight from Iowa Live at 7 here on FM 106. And coming up in a couple of hours on AM 1540, Cardinal baseball today. They will take on the Nationals live at 11:45 on AM 1540. And some news out of Cardinal camp today.
15 minutes from now, we'll have a rather important press conference as the Cardinals have officially extended Matt Carpenter's contract. Looks like it's a 6-year deal worth around $52 million. Backloaded, apparently, as he'll make the bulk of his money towards the end of his current contract. But good job by the Cardinals, but continually locking up players that they need.
Well, young talent,
yeah.
A guy who's just a baseball player. I mean, he exudes baseball. He looks like a baseball player. He's going to be at his natural position this year, third base. Can he duplicate what he did last year? Well, that's always tough to do, but still you can have an awful good year. And when Matt Carpenter does well, the Cardinals tend to do well. So,
and of course, we had a chance to talk to Rick Carpenter, yeah. Matt's father, a couple weeks ago. And talking to him, you can just tell that Matt Carpenter's the type of guy, he's not going to all of a sudden get lazy because he got his money. You know, he's going to keep his work ethic. He's going to continue to be one of the first guys there, one of the last guys to leave, because that's all he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they talk about so much that he exemplifies the Cardinal way, does Matt Carpenter. So,
well, so does, you know, Yadier Molina and all these other guys.
That's why they're so good.
That's why. Well, you know, they and remember a few years ago they put the money and the effort into the scouting program in the minor leagues, and this is the payoff. This is, you know, now this is what all the major league teams are trying to do, because they see it's fiscally responsible and it's financially rewarding.
Yeah, well, that was the decision that basically cost Walt Jocketty his job. Yeah. We're going to go with scouting, and Jocketty can move on.
And there's a guy that'll be fired by the 4th of July.
That's right. Jocketty took his philosophy to the Reds, and now look at him.
It worked
$100 million to Homer Bailey.
It worked well for 2010.
It did.
And they didn't do it.
It did.
So.
Yeah, and they gagged the playoffs.
You're right. You're right.
That's what he'll do. I mean, he'll put together a really good short-term team, and then
even though that was the Cardinals, what they wanted to have happen, there's no way they could have known it was going to work out as perfectly as it did with all these guys basically getting major league ready at the same time.
Well, and the thing of it is, when a team does something different, usually there's a downtime for 2 or 3 years or 4 years or whatever until it gets in play. They were still successful, which is just unheard of. So Cardinals got stronger. Everybody else in the Central, you have to wonder about it.
As far as the young players coming up as quick as they did, you can contribute it to the amount of key injuries they had, as well as the fact that they took a very different approach than a lot of other Major League Baseball teams were taking in the draft, to where a lot of Major League teams were saying, let's draft the high upside high school pitcher, and the Cardinals said, no, we're going to go with the college pitcher, the guys who are going to come up quick and not spend a lot of time in the minor league.
And a lot of guys who have pitched in the College World Series and pitched in some of these big conferences and seen a lot of, pretty good hitters.
And not limited to just pitchers, though. Matt Carpenter, 5 years in college. Alan Craig came out of college. So, I mean, they have done a great job of scouting across the board. But yet, when they see a high school talent like Shelby Miller, they're not scared off. So they've basically just hit every nail right on the head. From the scouting department to the general manager to really the entire front office, the whole organization.
And it'll be really interesting to see how Jeff Luhnow does with the Houston Astros being from the Cardinal system. I think he's the right man for that general manager job, and I kind of root for him to turn that Astros organization around simply because it'll speak to the the fact that the Cardinals did so well under him.
We'll see if he can be a general manager. Yeah. You know, there's a big difference between being a general manager and being the head of a scouting department.
Right, right, right. But everything is set for him to succeed right now.
They can't get worse.
They can't get any worse. they can't get any worse. They're probably in the right division right now.
Yeah.
We all thought, oh, my gosh, the American League West is going to be powerhouse. Well, it's turned out maybe it's not going to be what we thought it was going to be. Maybe Houston is in the right spot after all.
Yeah, the best team in the division is the Moneyball team.
They may win their division before the Angels.
Oh, my.
How sad would that be?
Oh, if you could have laid that action down in Vegas a couple of years ago, you'd buy an island.
Right there, the foul pole syndrome. Yeah. Right there. Oh, man. Oh, man. You would be Mr. Prognosticator there, Dave, if you call that right.
Well, buddy. I don't think anybody could have predicted that, but it certainly doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility, the way the Angels are headed.
But, the Angels... They were all about hitting and not pitching.
Yeah.
What gets you to the postseason? Pitching. What allows you to win and compete in the postseason? It's pitching. Yeah.
Well, they've just gotten so much older too. I mean, they've gotten rid of a lot of their younger guys and traded. I mean, their farm system is just bone dry right now. A lot, and some of that has to do with the fact that they just traded. You know, their starting center field, Gold Glove center fielder to the Cardinals, along with a top prospect in Randall Grichuk.
Yeah, I still don't understand how they got Grichuk as well.
That was the genius that was Mozeliak. That was the line in the sand.
I mean, I've seen a couple of the spring training games this year. This kid looks like a stud in the making.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, why the Angels wouldn't want him?
He could end up being the Cardinal. In all reality, he could end up being the Cardinal center fielder this season by July. Like, we could be talking about him in center field rather than Borges.
Well, Borges is hurt right now.
Right.
And that's always been the one knock against him is he's got talent. No one disputes that, but he can't stay healthy and keep himself on the field. I think it's a hamstring injury he's dealing with right now. And Cardinals have had a couple of those issues. Rosenthal, I don't remember if it was a hamstring or a quad.
Groin
for Rosenthal. But I guess he's going to be back in action today. And you're talking about what could derail the Cardinals, the wrong injuries at the wrong time.
Right.
Of course, they've had injuries to their pitching staff the last couple of years, you know, Carpenter, Wainwright, Garcia. But if you lose a guy like Rosenthal for an extended period of time, even with Mott coming back.
Sure.
Mott is just now starting his bullpen sessions too. So, I mean, you don't have as of right now, Mott's not going to be ready for opening day. So,
I mean, Craig Kimbrell gets a lot of press as kind of the best and most dynamic young closer. But I don't know. I mean, to use a La Russa term, I think he's tied for first with Rosenthal. I mean, this guy, two postseasons in a row, I don't think he's given up a run in the playoffs
that's exactly
2 years. I mean, that's Mariano Rivera type of stuff.
The thing Kimbrell has going for him is, I mean, he's been the closer in the regular season. Rosenthal has three saves
in the regular season. That's right.
Yeah.
But I almost think if you're playing in the postseason, that's worth like a regular season. You know, like if you can close out a couple of World Series games, that's like 2 months of experience in June and July almost.
Well, and he doesn't look nervous out there.
No.
I mean, it's effortless 99 miles an hour.
And you know what's coming.
Yes.
Here it is, big boy. If you can hit it, more power to you.
Well, that was the
no secrets.
It was game two of the World Series this past season, and he closes out. I think he threw like maybe 11 pitches and struck out the side. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Overpowering.
Yeah, exactly.
Overpowering.
Well, they used to complain that pitching dominated baseball so much back in the 60s and such. So they lowered the mound and all this kind of stuff. And I think baseball has discovered now you really need good pitching to make baseball right.
It's a better game to me.
It is. Much better game.
A 2-1 game is much better than 8-7.
Yeah.
For me personally.
And I agree. You know, I like the low-scoring games where pitching
every pitch
dominates.
Matters.
Yeah, every pitch matters.
How nerve-wracking was that game in 2011 with Carpenter and Halliday when Cardinals scored a run the first inning and then the rest of the way you're on the edge of your seat, Carpenter trying to hold it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If it's a batting practice time and somebody comes up every inning and you get two or three men on base and you score six out of the nine innings, you've got pitching problems. That's what it tells me. You got pitching problems,
and then
man.
You're going to have October problems.
You won't see October. That's the thing. You'll be done in September. And you'll be playing youngsters about halfway through September when the rosters expand. So
It'll be interesting. You talk about the closing situation, how that's going to work. You get Mott back. Is Rosenthal going to be the closer and Mott be the eighth guy? I kind of wish they would have signed Axford again because that gave you a seventh inning guy. Yeah, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
I would have liked to see Axford back too, personally, but I mean, after what he did in the second half with the Cardinals, he kind of became a little bit too expensive. I mean, he was going to get a better contract somewhere else.
They've got young guys who can do what he can do at this stage of his career. But I think they've already said that Rosendahl is the closer. Because Mott's not going to be ready,
yeah,
I don't
because
think,
because Rosendahl
the
came
year.
Out and said that he's they don't know it, but he's competing for a starter's job.
Right. Like, no.
No.
Yeah. No.
Martinez, I guess, would be the third guy in line for the closer job. And Martinez is looking like he could be in a line for a rotation
he
spot.
He might be the leading candidate right now for that fifth spot. Apparently, he was just quite filthy
he's
yesterday.
He's been fantastic.
And maybe the biggest news yesterday for the Cardinals was Oscar Tavares finally appeared in the game and looked quite good.
Yep. 1-for-3, got a double in his first at-bat, and then a couple of flyouts.
And Colton Wong even had 3 hits.
Good for Wong. Yeah. He needed that.
He needs that.
Never has a 3-hit game in spring training been so important for a guy.
Well, and here's a guy that's got a great glove, and he's going to be a great second baseman. The fact of the matter is he's just got to learn to hit at the major league level. Relax and learn to hit. That's the most difficult skill in any sport anywhere, is learning to hit at major league baseball.
Yeah, and you wonder if maybe Tavares being in the lineup yesterday helped Colton Wong, help take some of the pressure off.
Well, that might have been. You never know.
And I guess Tavares, he made a nice running play in right field, too, which was good to see to test that ankle. And, reading some of the stuff this week, the Cardinals getting a little frustrated with Tavares, because he's been medically cleared this and that. I can relate to Oscar Tavares.
Well,
when you tear your ankle up like I did and like he did, it is mind over matter. I mean, it takes a long time to get your mind to believe that your ankle is going to hold up.
Sure.
It's a hard thing to do. So, when I heard, he's been cleared, but he doesn't trust it, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think if you ask any athlete around here, and we see a lot of ACL stuff, you ask any athlete that comes back from an ACL injury, trust is the big part of
it's the biggest part
of the equation. It really is.
They've got the surgeries down. Uh-huh. They've got the rehab down, but it's still the human mind that has to get over the fact, is this thing going to go if I put 100% weight and cut on it?
Yeah. Well, especially when it came back a couple times last year and re-aggravated it both times. So,
well, we hope that it's healed now and it's solid. The day before, he was doing some hard base running and hard sliding, and seemed to be okay, was not favoring it. So
they said they weren't going to put him in a game until he was 100%. So the fact that he appeared yesterday, it looked good. Yeah. So hopefully he can get going now and play through spring training. Hopefully make the club coming out.
As stacked as the Cardinals lineup is, and Tim, I've told you this off the air before, they've said Oscar Tavares could still be their best hitter this season. As stacked as the lineup is for the Cardinals, Tavares could still be the best Cardinals hitter.
I got a feeling this would be a good year for St. Louis sports. You got the Cardinals. They're going to compete well. The Rams.
Just get to where you want to go. Skip over the Rams.
The Rams will be better. And then the Blues.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. They're going to break your heart, Tobin. They're going to break your heart.
My heart's already broken. First year without tickets. And this will be the year they win the Cup.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't think you have anything to do with it.
You don't think you have anything to do with it?
No.
No?
I was surprised when I got off.
I know it's shocking, but I'm.
And I turned on the plane. I turned on my phone for the first time. It's like, oh, the Blues acquired Ryan Miller. It's like, I text David. I'm like, I'm mad at you because you didn't even tell me about this.
I considered texting you, Tobin, but I didn't want to interrupt your vacation.
And then David thought, wait, he's on his honeymoon. Perhaps I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. but I also yelled at my father, too.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, you've got the Cardinals, and then you have everybody else in St. Louis.
No, that's right.
The Cardinals have spoiled St. Louis fans.
The Cardinals have just absolutely spoiled St. Louis sports fans. They have.
Yeah, and I can't wait for that Ballpark Village to open. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that'll add a different look.
Add the Billikens to that, too. The Billikens are playing.
Although they've lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, they're struggling at the wrong time, unfortunately. Yeah. But they're going to make the dance, though.
Yeah.
More than we can say for the Illini. The Illini will wrap up their season tonight at Iowa Live at 7. Here on WQSMI.
And the good news about Illini, baseball season's already underway.
Oh, boy. Cardinal baseball coming up this morning, 11:45 on WQSMI AM 1540. For Tobin Ott, David Jenkins, Terry Tote, I am Tim Mai. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. And again, congratulations to Brian Pisco on his induction into the Hall of Fame. Have a great weekend.